Well, welcome back to the God School. And obviously, 30 minutes is not enough to cover this subject on the name of God, names of God. So we're going to continue in what's missing from this national, in fact, from this worldwide conversation. We are being inundated by so-called scientists. You know, science is pursuit of truth, not conjecture, not computer models. Newton came up with the theory of gravity, and through science showed the law of gravity, not theories. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeys the voice of his servant that walketh in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. In the fourth chapter of the book of Hosea, it says, my people are destroyed. The word means cut off for lack of knowledge. And he'll go on, and I believe it's in the sixth chapter, to expound on that knowledge, wherein he says the knowledge of God. And we at the God School are constantly attempting to show off and provide to God's people the knowledge of God, and so much of this knowledge is contained in the names of God. The Lord that healeth, the Lord our peace, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord that is there, the Lord that provides. God's describing in this 50th chapter of Isaiah one that's doing things right and yet still walks in darkness and has no light. As we said last week, don't look for the cause. Trust, lean upon with your whole weight, with the expectation or hope in that name of God, which fits your particular situation. We ended last week in that verse of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, 14th verse. I would just like to read the verse before in an alternative translation, one done by Taylor. In the 13th verse, it reads like this. God speaking. If I shut up the heavens so that there's no rain, or if I command the locust swarms to eat up your crops, or if I send an epidemic among you, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal and will heal their land. God, His will is that we would humble ourselves and seek His face. And turn from our wicked ways. The Hebrew word being translated here, turn, is shub. And it is translated many times, turn. It's translated many times, repent. Now, the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. And when we encounter this word repent in the New Testament, the Greek word is metanoia. If you got ears to hear the word of the Lord, that knowledge of God might come. This word, metanoia, it doesn't have anything to do with emotions. It doesn't have anything to do with penance. It means a new mind. An aftermind, if you will. And part of that new creation that God's people, whom He calls my people, is having a new mind. Wherein we, by His grace, and gift of faith do act on his promises. And God expresses his will, or wills in this case. He said, if we will repent, have a new mind, he will forgive our sins, and he, God, will heal our land. There are verses in the scriptures which says, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. I would say some trust in scientism, the religion of science, which says there's no God. But that man will come up with all the answers. You know, going back to that verse in Hosea where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Man, this is the most knowledgeable generation in the history of mankind. Right in their own hand. In their phone, if you will. There's more knowledge available to people than at any time in the history of the world. But how much of it is knowledge of God? And in his name, let him trust in the name of the Lord. That we all might have enough time to hear this message and respond, I would ask you, on August 18th at 8 a.m., Pacific Daylight Time, that we come together as my people, humbling ourselves and praying, that is, praising God, if you will, and seek God's face with a new mind, that God would remove not only our sins, but remove this epidemic from our land. What will you say? That's impossible, Don. Well, a name that, two names I would bring out to you of God are, number one, something that, you know, Bible readers, Bible understanders, scriptural adherents, you'll know this name, Lord of Hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. That means God is in control of everything, animate as well as inanimate objects. And that one who reveals himself as in control of everything says, if we'll humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and do it in a new mind by faith, he will forgive our sins and heal our land. August 18th, 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Now, another name, one that I encountered through the great teaching of my pastor, who was used of God, in my humble opinion, greater than any pastors today. He came up with the name through revelation of God's word of the name Jehovah Pele, the God of impossibilities. The New Testament testifies and says, with God, nothing is impossible. When we come together on August 18th at 8 a.m., with the Spirit that God has given us, when we come together in faith, let us do it in this name, the God of impossibilities, and let us trust in that name and stay upon our God. Now, in all reality, I understand that this teaching at the God School is not a national broadcast. And there be few that participate in this within and with this ministry. But I would point out to you in 1 Samuel chapter 14, the 7th verse, Jonathan, the son of Saul, Well, let's go to the sixth verse, wherein it says, "And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, Come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord, Jehovah, to save by many or few." And his armor bearer said unto him, "Do that, do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee, behold, I am with thee according to your heart." And the story goes on to say that Jonathan defeated a complete garrison, just he and the armor bearer. Jehovah Pele. There is no restraint of God to say, by many or by few, will you join me August 18th, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time? In this prayer, in this turning to the name of the Lord and staying on that name, Jehovah Pele, the God of impossibilities. Do you know the name of God and invoking the name of God, whatever suits your particular situation, it gets God excited? I would have you turn with me to the 91st Psalm. Now, this is a psalm that we've taught on before, and if you want to hear the whole teaching on it, it's available on the website. Just look it up. It begins, there's three parts in this psalm. There is the choir, that is a group of witnesses speaking. There is the responder to the words of the witnesses. And then there is God. It opens and it says, He that is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, stay under the shadow of the Almighty. And the responder says, I will say to the Lord, You are my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I will trust. Same word as in Isaiah 50. Batak, to lean with your whole weight. That's the responder's attitude. And it goes on. Uh, with promises made by the witnesses of God to the responder until we get down to the 14th verse, wherein now God begins to speak. King James translates it, because he has set his love upon me. A better translation is, yay, hooray, God speaking, he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. This word deliver is palat, and it means to bring into security. I will set him on high, put him in an impregnable place, because he has known my name. Yay! Hooray! He clings unto me is an alternative. And this word, therefore I will deliver him, it expounded means intensely bring him into security and set him in an impregnable place, because he has known my name. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. God goes on to say, he shall call upon me. If my people, which are called by my name, shall call upon me, and I will answer, it says, I will be with him in trouble. God never promises we won't have trouble. But he does say, I will deliver him. This word is to set him free from whatever that is troubling God's person. Make it personal, folks. He shall call upon me and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will set him free and I will honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. This word, salvation, in the Hebrew, is Yeshua, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All the promises of God are in him, that is, in Jesus. Yea, and in him, that is, Jesus, amen, that is, no doubt. Romans, 8th chapter, 31st verse. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Join me August 18th, 8 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, and let us together humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face in the new mind that He has given to that which He calls my people, which He has given to His people. Let us pray. In faith, nothing wavering, let us pray as we've been instructed in the Word of God. Let us ask in the name of Jesus. And let us do it in a amen, a no doubt state of mind, with the hope, because of the knowledge that God is faithful, we shall see His will be done. And I'm done for today. And that's the God School.